everyone. Good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. I am so excited to welcome Lisa onto the show. If you have not met her, this will be really, really wonderful. Actually, in the classroom that she is sitting in now, I was just there a few weeks ago, so I'm so excited to talk shop about all that Lisa's doing as this fabulous educator and a very, very active member in our Teach Better family. Feel free to go fill up your coffee or orange juice, whatever you're drinking this morning. We'll be right back. Good morning. My name is Ray Hewer, and I have Lisa here with me. Lisa, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm doing great, Ray. How are you today?
Good, good, good. I'm excited to talk shop with you, and you're giving me a little FOMO. I kind of miss your classroom that you have in the background.
Well, we loved having you here when you were here, and hope that you'll be back with us soon.
I would love to be. I thought your building, not only, I know you're in a high school building, your high school building was amazing, and then also I visited the elementary school, middle school. And those buildings could not be more different than the high school, but they're just as cool. I mean,
absolutely.
You are in quite a district. I might have to come move to your neck of the woods.
Oh, well, we'll take you in right away. No problems.
That'd be so fun. Well, Lisa, before we get too far into it, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do in education? Obviously, I just revealed you're a high school teacher, but tell us a little bit more about what you do.
As we're having...
Yeah, of course, just announcements, no big deal, whatever.
So my name is Lisa Wilmoth. I am a high school, ninth grade high school teacher at this point, but my career has kind of taken a very windy path as far as where I've been and what I've done. I started out wanting to be a high school history teacher, but actually only started being a high school history teacher 2 years ago. At the time that I was graduating with my bachelor's in secondary education, and so ended up going down kind of a different path, went into mental health, worked in, did community mental health, and then worked in alternative education with students like in residential mental health facilities, and learned a lot about that, and then going into alternative education with some public schools. So I've been in the cities, I've been in rural areas, I've been now in the suburbs here in Talmadge for the last 20 odd years, but worked as an intervention specialist for a really long time with students with behavior and emotional issues, learning disabilities, that whole gamut. And then, like I said, 30 years later, after I thought I would have a high school history job, there I am. So kind of a windy road to get to where I am today, but it's definitely been a huge help in understanding our kids, helping our kids, and kind of seeing where, you know, I want them to go and for them to be the best that they can absolutely be.
You know, it's so interesting having educators on the show that can reflect on different positions they've had or different routes that their life took them. So many educators right now, especially in April and into May, are kind of looking at a possibility of moving jobs. And moving jobs can sound so scary. And I know that just from experience and also from educators sharing in our community. But the reality is that every single twist and turn our career takes us allows us to learn a little bit more about what we want out of our lives and getting to know our students and what we can do to serve them a little bit better. So there are those pros and cons in these experiences.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. Like I really feel that all the twists and turns that I have taken have made me such a better teacher just because of those experiences and all the different kids that I've met and families and situations and, you know, all those kinds of things. So as much as I wanted it to be look different when I started, I'm glad the way that, you know, that path I have taken has led me to here, which I'm so happy to be. So,
yeah, shout out to any of you who might be exploring other positions, whether it be like just down the hall, maybe you're moving to a different grade level or a different subject area, or maybe you're looking to move a little closer to home or farther from home. Maybe you're missing your long commute. We know that that's totally the kind of the atmosphere that education's in typically for many people at that late April, early May stage. So if there's anything for you to help, let us know. If there's always something to learn, and there's always another job opening if and when you don't like it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Take advantage of anything, any education you can get, any, you know, opportunities that come your way. You just never know where they may lead.
So true. You know, Lisa, it's also interesting because while you are very busy, obviously as a full-time teacher, working your butt off with students day in, day out, you also are extremely active in our Teach Better family. One of the ways that you've been able to do that is being a part of our Teach Better Grid Method cohort certification program, which is kind of in its pilot right now. This was this was kind of us figuring out how we were going to run this program, if this was the right route. I know so many of you listening have heard about this grid pilot program and have wanted to take advantage, but we only selected a very, very, very small group of people to do this pilot for. Yes, and Lisa, you've been a part of it. So you're in phase one, entering into phase two. How's this been?
You know, I am just so thankful to be part of this cohort because one, I wanted to take advantage of this opportunity that, like, you know, was presented because I have learned so much, not only from the Teach Better team, but from all the other members in our cohort. And, you know, we're all coming from different places, you know, in our careers, what we're teaching, what we're doing. But we also all have that common goal of, you know, we want to do what's best for kids. You know, how can we do that? And it looks different in every classroom that we have, which is really cool, too, to be able to see all those different things. And know, you know, that we all still have that common goal and we make it work, you know, in our different ways. But it's been such a phenomenal experience just working on the grids. You know, I was introduced to the grid several years ago and through Mark Horner, one of my co-teachers, but is now one of our wonderful administrators. And he got me hooked. And at one point I was teaching a resource room and had to teach two different topics, two different classes at the same time in my resource room. And boy, did the grid save me there, you know, because it was perfect. And even now learning that it's perfect for, you know, the mastery learning was the big thing that got me hooked. The standards-based learning is the thing that got me hooked. And I just love it. And I am so, so thankful to be part of our cohort and now be able to also, you know, help others and, you know, spread the word. So,
it's been wonderful to see the growth that has happened within this group by purely fostering discussions. I mean, we had a whole plan of what we were going to quote unquote instruct and we were going to guide this group through. And gosh, this group has really taken it by storm, taught us so much, even more about the value of educators just being put in a room to share and the value of being able to learn from another educator that's had a completely different experience that can share completely different resources and ideas and being able to have kind of those focused dialogues and reflection around new ways to innovate in a program that I know works in all classrooms K-12, but can really look differently depending on your teaching style. So it's been really, really fun. You know, Lisa, I would love to dive deeper into your reflection with the grid method, maybe some things that you've been able to take away or some reflections you have as an educator that also might support some of those that are listening here on the Teach Better Today morning show. So we'll be right back as we transition into our team talk.
We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, we are continuing our conversation here as we enter into our team talk section where we get to have more educational dialogue for you to think about as you head into your day. Lisa, you have shared so much already, some reflection about your journey as an educator, and now that you're part of our GRID certification cohort, I'd love to pick your brain on this mastery learning, standard aligned work you're doing. Whether people use the GRID method or they use something else, we don't care, but we do know this is what is truly allowing us to reach all learners. Tell me your reflection as an educator. I know you said you liked the system, you liked the program, but why? Like, what have you seen change, or what has made your life easier?
Well, I think the biggest thing, it goes back again to, you know, it's making me focus on the standards. It's making me focus on, you know, the kids being able to master the content. And it's also availing me to be able to work with, it allows students who need to, you know, who want to achieve higher, can achieve higher. My kids, you know, serving my kids in the middle, and it's also helping me with those kids who are struggling. A lot of what we're doing with the GRID, you know, helps free up some of my time that, you know, I can have those in-depth conversations with those kids who are, you know, advancing. And I can also give that extra attention to those kids who might be struggling. And it's just meeting all the needs of all my students in different ways. And I've never done anything else that has allowed that to happen. And to me, if I'm able to do that, then I've had a successful day.
You know, that was a part of the reason why when I transitioned into this progressive style of instruction, I couldn't go back. And it wasn't that I was really that dedicated to like really wanting to be data supported and research driven, right? And oh, standards are so important. Like, to be honest, that would get old if that was my only driver. I really couldn't go back to any style of teaching that was different simply because I loved the time it gave me as an educator. I feel like it was the only way to like slow the clock. You know what I mean?
Give me
my minutes back in my lesson. And it was really changing for me and my ability to interact with students.
I absolutely agree. As I said, it's just, you know, it's so much, you know, student driven. So, you know, the kid being, giving the kids a lot of choice within the GRID, you know, that also, you know, they become more interested in what they're doing because they have some of those choices for, you know, moving and doing different activities. They're up, they're moving around. I mean, if someone didn't know I was doing the GRID, you might walk into my classroom and think, what in the world's going on here? Because there's so many different things going on at one time, but it's kind of controlled chaos, which I love because you can see, you know, students collaborating with each other. You can see students who are, you know, working on something that they're really into, students helping each other. You know, maybe I have a student that's finished with something that they can go and they can help another student with that same thing. And they love doing those kinds of things. And that really is what I love about the GRID method, is all these different possibilities that I would not be able to implement in a traditional type of presentation style that avails that to, you know, my classroom. And the kids, for the, you know, you're always going to have one or two that say, oh, no, I don't like that, but that's okay. You know, that's just life. But the majority of my students just are really give positive feedback about what we're doing and how our class is operating, which I love too, is getting their feedback.
Yeah. And for the students that may not enjoy some of the policies or systems you have in place, you have the ability to adapt for them, right? Because you have the time. Like, that's right. Really, that's so nice. You know, it's funny, Lisa, when I'm thinking about the GRID and like having time back in the classroom, I always wonder if educators worry that this won't work for their curriculum. And I want to clarify that this is just a framework. Like, you just put your own systems, expectations into this and then allow it to function day to day.
And that was a huge thing that, you know, I learned again through our cohort, was seeing, you know, having so many different people at different places, different topics, different, you know, ways that they present things. Even, you know, we're all kind of different on how we organize, you know, things. It's a you know, what I do may not work for somebody else and how they organize things, because we're all individuals and we figure that out. But again, it all kind of comes together and it works. So it's just, I obviously I'm a fan and I can't say enough, but I really, truly, it's become part of, you know, my classroom and part of me. And I feel very strongly about it because I've seen it work in ways that I haven't seen other things work in the past.
Yeah, no, I'm glad this worked for you and you've been able to see, you know, students be successful with it. I would love to challenge our community here, you know, as you're headed into your day, I would love for you to take a little audit, monitor a little bit of it, when and if you're communicating to students, what's the overarching topics or type of communication are you having? Is it reiterating directions? Is it redirecting students? Is it, you know, trying to clarify understanding? Or is it that casual banter? Is it that relationship building conversation? Because I felt like my conversation topics flipped when I went into this mastery learning system. Suddenly I was able to just kind of ask a student about their day and like not have it interrupt the entire class because everyone else is busy. And I was just like having a second with that kid to just see how life's going. Or I was able to say good job and like confirm understanding with so much more sincerity and enjoyment because it was not on this like ticking time, you know, it was really nice. So,
right. Yeah. That definite, again, that freedom and that you're freed up to have those individual conversations with students because you've developed that routine. Students know what to expect. They know what to do. You know, they know where they are. Sure. Even though you have students, you know, you may have five different things all going on in the classroom at the same time. They know where they are and they know what they're doing and I know what they're doing. So again, that freedom to have those conversations, to build those relationships. And then again, you know, that just even advances even more as you continue to work through. My feeling is every grid we do, those things just get better and better because we all get better and better at, you know, being the student and doing the grid and being the teacher and implementing what is happening. So definitely a work in progress all the time, but it just gets better.
So many good things here, Lisa. I'm so thrilled that you have had such a good experience as an educator, but also so thrilled to have you share your experience with our community because so many of us talk about our teaching or talk about or hear about the grid method, but I don't know, it's just kind of fun to hear from an educator who is doing the good work in the trenches every day that says, hey, I tried this and yeah, it was really helpful. I've been using it for a number of years and now I just want to help somebody else. And I love that about you, Lisa. You're always willing to share. But thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your voice and your story. I hope if anyone has any questions, maybe they need some encouragement about changing jobs or have questions about the grid method, they feel free to reach out to you.
Absolutely. I would love to hear from anybody. I'm always willing to help out. And, you know, we're all here to help each other. And I truly, you know, that's one of my mantras, you know, it's just let's help each other out and be there. So please, any questions, I'm more than happy to help.
And if you're listening and you just really want to see three completely different architectural buildings, go to Lisa's school because the high school looks like the Pantheon and the middle school looks like a STEM lab and the elementary school looks like a playground. So go explore that too.
It is an experience, definitely.
It's an experience. All right, friends, we hope you have an amazing rest of your day and don't forget to tune in to Teach Better anytime you're looking for support, but especially Teach Better Today morning show, anytime to start your morning. See you guys later.
Thanks, Ray.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.